What you are about to hear is real.
4-2-T-Cleaner,
KM8394. 5-6 in service, starting mileage 11,398.
11,398. 1-5-6-10-4,
mileage 11,398.
609
PM, Detective Unit
5-6
in service on the night watch.
This is Don Reed, police recorder. You're writing in Detective Unit 5-6, just reporting in service on the night watch. The crew, Sergeant Ron Perkins, Detective Jim Ross. Our car, a black sedan, the radio buried in the glove compartment. It looks like any other car on the road. We're in plain clothes. That's overcoats, sport suits. This is Detective Unit 5-6. And while you're with us...
1 to all units. This is a repeat. Be on the lookout for one suspect carrying flash gun or explosive instrument creating disturbance on buses in the vicinity of Overland and Venice. Suspect described as white male American, 30 to 35 years, 140 pounds, 6 foot 2 or 3, white overcoat with plaid cap. If apprehended, hold for investigation.
Let's say, repeat.
5-6, will you check in the area of the bus depot for this suspect?
5-6, roger.
That's a repeat bulletin. Other units have been looking all afternoon for this suspect. Apparently, he has some type of flash instrument in scaring citizens to death on the bus lines here. Anyways, I started to say, while you're with us tonight, remember the people you meet are not actors. You see, this is it. This is real. This is Night Watch.
Night Watch. The actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors. There is no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch, presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. And now we switch you to Detective Unit 5-6, on patrol somewhere in the field, and to the official police recorder, Don Reed.
Here on the street in front of the bus depot, Sergeant Perkins and Ross have gone into the depot looking for a suspect carrying some sort of a flash instrument. And we're being paged on the air. Let's get over the car.
5-6, code 1.
Another compartment open.
5-6 to 1, go ahead.
5-6, Detective Unit 5-5 is on the northwest corner of Washington and Linton. Side door of the bus depot. They have possibly located the suspect you're looking for. They request you meet them there.
5-6 to 1. We're code 6 on the opposite side of the depot right now. Stand by.
Kirk, 5-5 may have located that suspect on the Washington side.
The gun will be right there.
Right. 5-6 to Control 1. Will you advise 5-5 that we'll meet them there in just a couple of moments?
1-5-6, 10-4. Detective Unit 5-6 is on the opposite side of the depot. We'll meet you immediately.
Around this corner. Parked at the curb, another one of our detective units. Detective Southwick to Parker. They're watching something or other up here. See what they're waiting for out of a little side entrance. A tall, thin man in a white plaid cap, burdened down with two large carrying cases over each shoulder. The detective's moving in. There's not much question. This is our boy.
What are you doing?
Oh, shooting pictures for the Eastern Kodak Company.
At night?
Yes, sir. I just got a picture on the bus. I just got a picture on the bus. Here's the bulb.
What kind of picture did you take?
What? Well, I wanted to get a picture. I wanted to get a photograph of the... Of the driver taking the fare from one of the entertainers. So he kept in full motion. He wouldn't stop for me to get a picture of instead of picture. All I got was a picture of the entertainer.
The entertainer? Where was that?
The singing entertainer.
Where was this? On a bus? Actually, you said you want to take a picture of
on the bus. It was going at full tilt, you know. The bus was going at real high speed. Boy, and the flashbulb went off. Boy, a terrific shot of light.
So what are you doing? Is that, you do that for your own
what?
Amusement, or are you working for somebody, or what?
Well, I used to work for the Herald Express.
Oh.
And,
You got bubble gum, or?
I've got bulbs, bubble gum wrappers and stuff. I save them for the,
bubble gum wrappers?
Yeah, for the department store. They keep a file, so I keep them in a ready file, in a daily file for them.
Who's that?
for the department store.
You're freelancing now? You're a freelancing photographer.
I'm freelancing, I guess. They just issued me a camera, and they issued me film and stuff, and sent me out to shoot pictures. And I only take a picture when my interest is attracted, and I shoot a picture. I don't have any boss or anything, you know. It's marvelous. I just buy the film and shoot the picture, and it just works out perfectly for me.
Do you have any particular subject that you like to shoot the most, or does it make any difference to you?
Can I pick up my gum wrapper?
Certainly.
Boy, oh boy.
Pick up a little bit of everything. Huh?
Yes, I got a full pouch of tobacco, and a famous cigarette manufacturer offered me a car, 5,500 Matthewson cigarettes.
Be my guest.
Can I get a light with my lighter?
Here. I'll light your lighter.
I don't have any pictures on you that you took, do you?
No, sir. I think they're taken care of by the wire service. The wire service picks up the pictures. Picks up pictures that are interesting to them.
I was wondering about those gum wrappers and everything you collect. I noticed you've got peanut butter or candy wrappers and cigarette papers and everything in there. What do you do with all those things you collect?
Well, I try to salvage the tinfoil cardboard, whatever I can collect.
What about the bubble gum wrappers? What are those entitled you to? I mean, how many of those?
How many bubble gum wrappers do we have? We have over 6,000 bubble gum wrappers.
You've collected that many? Really? What else have you collected?
I collect matchsticks. I've got two full boxes of matchsticks. I used to collect those popsicle sticks. Boy, oh boy, and every time I get 60 or 70 or 100, I wash them clean, and by golly, they go out. So I guess that the ice cream company salvages the ice cream sticks so that they don't go lost. I put on a sombrero and just go along the street. Boy, I pick up whatever I find in the street. It turns out to be a value.
Really? Is that right?
There's a couple things we'd like to talk to you about. You wouldn't mind riding into the station with us, would you?
It's wonderful we watched and protected.
Uh-huh.
It's wonderful we watched over.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Well, I was almost knocked this time, but it flashed twice.
Come on, pal. See you later. Detective Southwick and Barker have the young fellow in custody. They'll take him into the station for further questioning. He appears harmless, but he'll have to be checked out.
Want a piece?
Yeah, thanks. Where'd you get this?
Well, that fellow gave it to me.
Bubble gum?
Five, six, clear.
1-5-6, 10-4, 5-6, William 10-19, report to the captain's office. Go to.
5-6, roger.
Looks like we got some business, huh?
Something's up.
You are listening to Night Watch and following the activities of Detective Unit 5-6 on its tour of duty. Remember, the people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch. Right now, there are more nurses than ever before in our country, but the demand continues to top the supply. Yes, the nursing profession is one field where you're always sure of getting a job and having enjoyable work. If you're interested, inquire at the nearest school of nursing or hospital. It's a wonderful profession, one you will be proud of, one you're sure to enjoy. And now we take you to headquarters and to the official police recorder, Don Reed.
Office of Captain Lugo. Skipper.
Yes, Captain. Yes,
sir. I want you and Jim to roll down to the general hospital. There's been a baby that may have been beaten by the mother.
What happened?
Well,
The information we got from the general hospital is that the baby has several bruises and very critical. In fact, may not even live.
Where's the mother?
Well, they're detaining her down at the general hospital.
Okay, Captain, we'll get right on it.
Okay, well. Hey, Don, will you record the statements from the people involved there, please?
Yes, sir, I will.
How old is the baby, Captain?
8 months.
Hmm. 8 months?
Hmm. We'll give you a call as soon as we get some information on it.
Arriving now at the General Hospital in Los Angeles. Up the stairs now to a main reception. This is a mammoth building. I won't even hazard a guess to size. Suffice to say, it would take all day to walk through it. Our job now is to locate the baby. It may have been beaten, and it's in a critical condition. I have to establish what happened. Information desk directly ahead here. White uniformed nurse sitting at the desk. Perkins getting the information.
Regarding this baby that was brought in for from the police department. Over city.
And what, you want to go up and...
We want to go up and talk to the doctor and to the mother. I don't know what we're going to do. We may place her under arrest. It depends on circumstances.
You want to sign the book?
Mm-hmm. Signature, entrance book. Nurse assigning uniform guard, act as our guide. Motioning for us to follow across large corridor over here to the elevator.
What's going on?
Not allowed, my friend.
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
Very good.
Very good.
Inside the elevator. Starting up. Car, several white uniformed doctors, nurses. Smell of antiseptic. Here's 11. Children's floor. Along the wall, dozens of mothers seated. All races, all creeds. All holding babies. The guard getting the exact location of the injured child. Along the corridor. Into a large ward. There's mothers everywhere. Here's one.
He'll pick you up. Oh. Don't cry, don't. What's the matter with my baby?
Others have gone ahead. Let's catch up. Turning into a special nursery. There's five beds. Detectives. Nurse leaning over a tiny crib in the corner.
Baby, mm-hmm.
Clear plastic oxygen tent. Baby, white, rigid. One eye open.
Still living, still breathing. Complete oxygen tank.
Doctor coming in. Stethoscope around neck. Tired.
What's the condition of the baby now?
Well, the baby right now is quite critical.
Have you been able to determine the extent of the injury at all?
Well, the injury, as far as I'm concerned, is only limited at the moment to the buttocks. That's the only evidence of injury I can notice right now.
Is the mother here?
Yes.
Did she tell you anything at all?
Well, she said the child was okay until she fed it. Mm-hmm. Playing in the playpen, suddenly choked, and went limp. But he said she did spank the child on the buttock.
That's about all I can get of the injury. Yeah. And the child is on the critical list.
Yes.
Whereabouts is the mother?
The mother is sitting right outside. She's still a very young girl. She's 17. That's
not really.
Separated from her husband already.
What are you doing now? This is just an oxygen tank, is it?
Yeah, that's all it is.
Just in the breathing. Any medication or anything like that you've given her as yet?
No, our diagnosis at the moment is what we call subarachnoid hemorrhage, or just a hemorrhage around the brain. But the causes may be quite common. I mean, we can't say it's injury, period. I mean, there's many causes for it.
What we're trying to do is determine the criminal end of it.
At the moment, I will not say whether or not it is related or not.
The best thing
is
to stand by until you are able to.
Is that a bruise on the head there? I noticed.
No, that's not a bruise. That's been present since birth.
I see.
Well, when you see something like that, you kind of feel helpless about it, don't you?
Will her brain be injured?
So that we'll have to wait and see.
We just don't know yet. If you pull her through, she's liable to be an invalid for life.
Cannot say that.
I wonder if we could talk to the mother in your office. Nurse, would you bring her in, please?
Moving out into the hall. Special police from the hospital along with us. Into the doctor's office.
When I first looked at the baby in oxygen 10, I didn't think that she was alive.
We get some many POAs out here, Daniel.
Yeah. Did they get under your skin after a while?
No, it's just funny you get them. I look at them and forget it.
Well, it's a little rough on an officer that has a baby. That really gets home to see the baby.
No, when they get
home. How anybody can mistreat a small baby like that, a perfect baby.
Glancing out the door. Led by nurse, young teenager. Poppy socks. Red hair and pigtails and anxiety written on her face. This would be the mother.
See, we're down here to find out just what happened. And to not only be here to help you if we can, but we do have to find out from the baby's standpoint as to whether anything happened that shouldn't have.
You try to get hold of yourself. We're here to help you and find out what the problem is.
My baby, is he all right?
That we can't tell you. We just saw the baby a few minutes ago. Doctors told us they're just waiting now for the crisis.
For the what?
For the crisis or for the tell them what it is.
God help us.
You try to pull yourself together a little bit so I can get these questions. I know it's awful rough on you. We don't want to be any rougher or harder than we can possibly be. We want to help you. 17 years old?
Yes.
And the baby is 8 months old, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, now I want you to tell me just what happened.
Well, I just fed her baby food, pears, and she had some toast and some milk, and after
did she go into convulsions or anything like that?
No, right after she had the toast, I'd let her play for a little while, and then took her in, laid her down, gave her a bottle, and she just sort of like she never wants to lay down. I mean, she don't like to sleep at all. And she just got, I don't know whether she got choked or what, but she just...
Well, can you tell me what happened then, afterwards? Did you take her to the fire department or what?
Yeah, I mean, my brother-in-law took her, and I took her down to the fire department, and they gave her some oxygen.
And then from there, they brought her down here to the general hospital.
Yes.
Now, this routine is what you normally feed her, is that...
She don't eat eggs and nothing like that.
There was nothing different in her diet?
No.
Now, has she ever had this trouble before like this?
No, she had the flu.
How long ago was that?
About a week ago. It hasn't been quite a week. I called the doctor on Friday night and he gave her a suppository and a shot. He said she'd get better. I mean, she did act like she was better. She was so happy and everything, just like nothing was wrong.
Did you spank her or what?
Yeah, I was doing the wash. And, I never let her cry. And I didn't have time. I had to get the wash all done and everything. And, I mean, I didn't realize I was spanking her so hard. I was just in a hurry, and she wouldn't lay down to sleep. And, God, I don't know if I didn't mean to spank her then.
When you spank her, did you... Whereabouts did you spank her?
Right here, on both sides.
Both sides. You didn't strike her around the head or the face?
Oh, no, never.
By accident or anything?
No. After I spanked her, I started crying. I mean, she started laughing. I mean, nothing to do about it. I'd pick her up and love her.
And, you don't think at that time that there was any injury or anything like that? I mean, she didn't show any injury or any signs of injury?
No, after I spanked her, she just... I mean, she didn't keep on crying. After I spanked her, I said, "Now, hush, Mama has to finish the wash." And she took a bottle and went to sleep.
Anything else you want, Jay? No, Sergeant, no questions.
I mean, like the doctor said, you're not supposed to spank a baby when they're that little. Well, pray tell, I mean, not to spank them like I did her, but don't you have to spank them? I mean, how do you make them mind? There's a place I'll say and wait besides out there.
Is there any place that a nurse that you can... Fine, why don't you do that? Why don't you go with the nurse here and sit there, and then we'll come in and talk to you a little bit, okay? It'll be easier for you. Yes, I do.
There you go.
Thank you.
There's a young girl disappearing down the hall. Motherly arm around her. What do you think, Jim?
Well, the crisis should be coming up before long. If the baby dies, we'll have to hold the mother on a technical charge of manslaughter.
Yeah, that's going to be rough no matter what happens.
Captain, Miss Perkins. Listen, we're down at the hospital now, and the baby's still in a critical condition. The doctor is not too sure exactly what to cause of it as yet. The baby's in an oxygen tank. And we're going to stand by down here for a little while to see which way it goes. All right, well, we'll check with you. The doctor thinks it's a hemorrhage of the brain, but he can't determine whether the punishment has anything to do with it yet or not. And the only thing they're doing is they have the baby in an oxygen tank, and they're just standing by waiting for the crisis. Yeah, and we'll let you know as soon as we get through. Okay,
all right. Well, like everybody else, I guess there's only one thing to do. Wait. Not for me, thanks. I had enough.
Any more cigarettes?
Well, okay.
Here's my last one.
Thanks.
Smoking butts again.
Are you from the Culver City Detective?
Yeah.
Do you want to step this way?
Thanks. Something's happened. It's well after midnight. Corridors have thinned out pretty well. Down the hall now to the baby ward again. On the left, one youngster kicking up quite a fuss. Well, that's not our baby. Over in the corner, an oxygen tent has been removed. Here she is.
What's the deal, Doc?
She's got killer. She's conscious. The neurosurgeon has looked at her and confirmed her earlier diagnosis. Brain injury.
Do you know yet whether the spanking caused it?
No, still too early to say. But she's got a pretty good chance.
Mother of the child in the doorway, held over, staring at the child.
Okay, Doctor.
Mother, searching each face.
We'll be in touch with you if there's any change.
What you have just heard is real. The investigations were recorded as they actually occurred. And now, back to police headquarters and Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
Tonight's first investigation of the man carrying a flash camera resulted in his being released from custody. According to most standards, his actions would be considered eccentric, but at the same time harmless. The final case involving the injured child is now a finished story. After several weeks of hospitalization, the child is now well on her way to recovery. As to the police action, no concrete evidence has been uncovered to show that the child's condition was a direct result of the spanking admitted by the mother. The medical reports show that the injury could have been incurred in several ways. So as of tonight, the case has been stamped closed and filed away. This case, I feel, speaks for itself. To young mothers, it means one thing. To grandmothers, another. And to the man on the street, still another. Regardless of our opinion, there was something tonight to be learned by all of us. I'll leave it up to you as to what it means. So that we may all continue to learn and understand others is the reason for Night Watch.
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have been following the on-the-scene reports of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch, brought to you through the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, is produced by Sterling Tracy and Jim Headlock, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and described in the field by the official police recorder, Don Reed.